Do I smell cupcakes? Ooh, do I ever?
Nuh-uh, Homer. Lisa's making these for her teacher.
Ah, say no more.
Yum, don't mind if I do. Oh, man.
Keep your greasy mitts out of there.
These are for Lisa's class.
It's Mrs. Hoover's birthday.
You know, there are names for people like you.
No, there aren't.
Teacher's pet, apple polisher, butt kisser.
Bart, you're saying butt kisser like it's a bad thing.
Huh?
Well, you see, boy, never hurts to grease the wheels a little.
I'm not greasing the wheels, Dad. I like my teacher.
Sure, Lisa. You see how it works, Bart? A cupcake here, a good grade there.
Dad, I get good grades because I'm smart and I pay attention and I study hard.
Yeah, right, Lisa. It's the three roads to success, Bart. Work, brains, and...
Oh, brother.
Uh-oh, school bus, gotta go.
Don't!
Yo, Auto Man!
Yo, Bart Dude!
Hey, can you believe it, man? My sister here made a whole pile of cupcakes to butter up her teacher, and she won't give anybody else even one measly little crumb.
That's bad news, man.
Here, Otto, I made an extra one for you.
Oh, thanks, little lady.
You're welcome.
Better let me hold these, Lise.
Forget it.
You sniveling toad, you little egg sucker.
Tell me more.
Back scratcher, foot licker, honor student.
You'll never get one now, Mr. Name Caller.
All right. Look, I'm sorry. I got upset. In the heat of the moment, I said some things I didn't mean.
You weren't thinking, were you?
No.
I'm not a sniveling toad, am I?
Not really.
I'm not a little egg sucker, am I?
Of course not.
Then what am I?
A beautiful human being.
What do you like best about me?
Well, I'd have to say, your generous nature, your spirit of giving.
Well, open your mouth and close your eyes and you will get a big surprise.
Thankfully, you're the best.
Look, Jamie, cupcake.
Now, give me that.
Hey, get those back.
Hey, what's the big idea? That's my sister, man.
So what?
So give her back those cupcakes before I knock your block off.
Don't, Bart. He's a friend of Nelson Munn.
Nelson, you're bleeding.
Nah, happens all the time. Somebody else's blood splatters on me. Hey, wait a minute. You're right. You made me bleed my own blood.
It was an accident, man. A terrible, ghastly mistake. Ask anybody. Uh-oh. A cold wind.
Hello, kids. Everything above the board here? Good. Play friendly, children. Uh-oh, there's your bell. Come along now, all of you. No dawdling now.
I'll get you after school, man.
But...
Oh, no. He'll get you after school, son. Now hurry up. It's time for class.
But...
Scoot, young Simpson. There's learning afoot.
Okay, Nelson. Put up your dude.
Lunchtime.
I ain't gonna get out of the fourth grade alive.
You've gotta tell Principal Skinner, Bart.
I can't squeal. It would violate the code of the schoolyard.
Hey, everybody! Here comes my brother, Bart the Bully Killer!
Yay! Hey, here, Bart! Look, everybody, I would just as soon not make a big deal out of this. I'm not saying I'm not a hero. I'm just saying that I fear for my safety.
Oh, hey. Look out!
Nelson, it was all a mistake. This is how it happened, man. Listen up. You may get a kick out of it. My sister was baking cupcakes
all
this morning
and... you at the flagpole at 3:15.
And you better be prompt. Here's four of the meetings scheduled this afternoon.
Goodbye, little dude. You look so lifelike, man.
Yes, Lee. School nurse did a wonderful job reconstructing his little face after the fight. Goodbye, son. I guess you were right. All that homework was a waste of your time.
Thanks, Bart. We got the day off from school for this.
Yeah, and I got the day off from work.
Homer!
But what's a day off from work when I'm never going to see my beloved son again? Oh, Bart! Oh, Bart!
That's better, Homer. Be brave. Bye-bye, Bart. You're always my special little guy.
Bart, here's that cupcake you wanted. I can't help but think if I had just given it to you in the first place, this whole horrible tragedy could have been avoided. I know you can't eat it now, so I'll just place it lovingly on your forehead.
Hey, look, they got food at this thing. Here's one for the road, dude.
Boy, you sure taught me a lesson. Whew. Thanks, guys. I guess now all that's left is a hearty handshake. Right, guys?
I'm gonna get you again tomorrow, Simpson.
Is 3:15 good for you?
Not really.
Too bad. Oh, no.
Oh, man, that guy's tough to love. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Tough day at school, boy?
Bart, what happened to you?
Let's just say I paid the inevitable price for helping out my sister.
So you had a little scuffle, eh? Hope you won.
I'm gonna miss you, big guy.
Bart, your mother has the fool idea that you're upset about something.
Dad, I need help. Please.
Oh, come on, Bart. We don't want your mother to see you crying.
Oh, man.
Here, let me help you dry those tears. So what's the problem, son?
I had a run-in with a bully.
A bully?
Come on, Marge. I don't bug you when you're helping Lisa.
Well, Bart, I hope you're going straight to the principal about this.
I guess I could do that.
What? And violate the code of the schoolyard? I'd rather Bart die.
What on earth are you talking about, Homer?
The code of the schoolyard, Marge. The rules that teach a boy to be a man. Let's see. Don't tattle. Always make fun of those different from you. Never say anything unless you're sure everyone feels exactly the same way you do. What else?
Oh, Homer, that's ridiculous. Bart, instead of fighting, why don't you try a little understanding?
What do you mean, Mom?
Yeah, right. This ought to be good for a laugh.
Shh. This bully friend of yours, is he a little on the chunky side?
Yeah, he's pretty chunkified, all right.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet he doesn't do well in his studies, either.
No, he's pretty dumb. He's in all the same special classes I am.
That's why he lashes out at the world.
Oh, Mark.
So tomorrow, instead of bickering with this boy, talk to him. You'll be surprised how far a little understanding will go.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Maharishi Gandhi. Let's go, boy. Now, here's that bully of yours. Show me your stuff. No, not like that. Like this. Yeah! that boy. You didn't expect that, did you? And neither will he.
You mean I should fight dirty, Dad?
Unfortunately, son, we Simpsons sometimes have to bend the rules a little in order to hold our own.
Amen.
So the next time this bully thinks you're going to throw a punch, you throw a glob of mud in his eyes. And then you sock him when he's staggering around blinded.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with hitting someone when his back is turned.
Gotcha.
And if you get the chance, get him right in the family jewels. That little doozy's been a Simpson trademark for generations.
Thanks, Pop.
Whoa! Put him up!
Remember the family jewels, son.
Oh, no, boys. Not the can, please.
Bart, you can't go on like this.
I know.
Why didn't you go see Grandpa?
What can he do?
He'll give you good advice. He's the toughest Simpson alive.
He is?
Yeah, remember the fight he put up when we put him in the home?
I'm here to see Grandpa.
Half the people here and then Grandpa.
Well, Grandpa Simpson, then.
Oh, second floor, third dank room on the left.
Thanks, lady.
Dear advertisers, I am disgusted with the way old people are depicted on television. We are not all vibrant, fun-loving sex maniacs. Many of us are bitter, resentful individuals who remember the good old days when entertainment was bland and inoffensive. The following is a list of words I never want to hear on television again. Number one, bra. Number two, horny. Number three, family jewels.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh! Bart, what brings you here?
I need some advice, Grandpa. See, there's this bully at school who keeps beating me up.
Well, let me tell you something, boy. If you don't stand up for yourself, bullies are going to be picking on you for the rest of your life.
Simpson, give me your newspaper.
Why should I?
I want to do the crossword puzzle.
No, I want to do the crossword puzzle.
I said give me that puzzle.
No.
Gimme.
No.
Gimme.
No. He's a kid here.
No.
Well, I guess I can't help you, but I know someone who can.
Here?
Yep, this is it.
What's the password?
Let me in, you idiot.
Right you are.
So, Herman, has the large type edition of this month's Soldier of Fortune come in yet?
Not yet. Can I interest you in some authentic Nazi underpants?
No! Actually, we came over because I want you to meet my grandson, Bart.
Huh. Hello, young American.
Hello, sir. Mr. Herman?
Yes?
Did you lose your arm in the war?
My arm? Well, let me put it this way. Next time your teacher tells you to keep your arm inside the bus window, you do it.
Yes, sir. I will.
Bart's got a problem with a local young bully named Nelson. I thought you could help him with some kind of strategy.
Strategy? How many men do you have?
None.
You'll need more. And you'll need to train them hard. Now, let's see. Okay. The key to Springfield has always been Elm Street. The Greeks knew it. The Carthaginians knew it. Now you know it. First, you'll need a declaration of war. That way, everything you do will be nice and legal. Okay, I can use this one from the Franco-Prussian War. I'll just change Otto von Bismarck to read Bart Simpson.
Grandpa, I think this guy's a little nuts.
Oh, yeah? Well, General George S. Patton was a little nuts. And this guy is completely out of his mind. We can't fail! I wonder where Bart is.
Yeah, it's way past 1500 hours.
Okay, we all know why we're here, right?
No, why?
To fight Nelson, the bully. That guy has been tormenting all of us for years, and I, for one, am sick of it. I can't promise you victory. I can't promise you good times. But the one thing I do know...
Whoa,
all right, okay. I promise you victory. I promise you good times. I gotta be an arithmetic.
I gotta be an arithmetic.
Would have got an A, but I was sick.
Would have got an A, but I was sick.
We are rubber, you are glue.
We are rubber, you are glue.
It bounces off of us and sticks to you.
It bounces off us and sticks to you.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
What's the matter with you, soldier?
It's my nerves, sir. I just can't stand the barking anymore.
Your nerves?
Oh.
I won't have cowards in my army. Ow!
Sorry, Bart. You can push them out of a plane. You can march them off a cliff. You can send them off to die on some godforsaken rock. But for some reason, you can't slap them. Now, apologize to that boy right now.
Sorry, man.
That's cool.
In English class, I did the best.
English class, I did the best.
Because I cheated on the test.
Because I cheated on the test.
Sound off.
1, 2.
I can't hear you.
3, 4.
All right, there's your enemy. Now hit him. Hit him. Let's go, next group. Martinez, Steinberg, O'Hara, Chang, Olajuwon, Herman. We are happy, we are merry.
We are happy.
One more time.
3, 4.
Bring it on home now.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nelson's at the Elm Street Video Arcade.
Intelligence indicates he shakes down kids for quarters at the arcade. Then he heads to the Quickie Mart for a cherry squishy.
And that's where we'll hit him. When he leaves the Quickie Mart, we start the saturation bombing. We got the water balloons.
200 rounds, sir. Is it okay if they say happy birthday on the side?
Well, I'd rather they say death from above, but I guess we're stuck. Okay, our main force will be split into two groups. One will circle around this way to cut off the enemy's retreat. The other will drive in this way, closing the trap. It's a classic pincers movement. It can't fail against a 10-year-old.
Nelson's at the arcade, General.
Battle station.
I feel so alive.
You know, I thought I was too old. I thought my time had passed. I thought I'd never hear the screams of pain or see the look of terror in a young man's eyes. Thank heaven for children.
Hey, good squish.
What flavor did you get?
Blue.
Hey, you two birds. You're going to be sucking all your meals through straws if you don't shut your traps.
Well, looky here. Little Bart Simpson.
Nelson, I'm afraid I'm going to have to teach you a lesson.
Ha! Oh, yeah? You in what army?
This one. Artillery, commence saturation bombing!
All right, you kids, keep it down! Am I making myself? Got him.
You, up in the tree. The tall gray-haired kid. Get your butt down here right now.
No! Wait!
Don't hurt us. Oh, we surrender.
Oh, we were only following orders.
I lesson, so now I'll untie
you. The second you untie me, I'm going to beat you to death, man.
Well, if that's going to be your attitude, I'm not going to untie you.
Ha! You're going to have to sometime.
Uh-oh. He's right.
Don't you worry. I was ready for this little eventuality. Armistice Treaty Article 4. Nelson is never again to raise his fists in anger. Article 5. Nelson recognizes Bart's right to exist. Article 6. Although Nelson shall have no official power, he shall remain a figurehead of menace in the neighborhood.
Wow, sounds good to me. Okay, I'll sign.
What about you, boy?
All right, I'll sign.
Are you boys through playing war?
Yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Simpson.
Good. Then here's some cupcakes.
Oh, boy.
Mm, cupcakes.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, contrary to what you've just seen, war is neither glamorous nor fun. There are no winners, only losers. There are no good wars, with the following exceptions: the American Revolution, World War II, and the Star Wars trilogy. If you'd like to learn more about war, there's lots of books in your local library, many of them with cool, gory pictures. Well, good night, everybody. Peace, man.